Guardian Unlimited.
The Work and Pensions Secretary, Peter Hain, failed to declare tens of thousands of pounds for his campaign last year to be deputy leader of the Labour Party. The revelation in today's Guardian threatens to derail Gordon Brown's attempts to give his government a fresh start after the troubles of the last months of 2007. Our Westminster correspondent, David Henke, has the details.
Well, he has failed to declare a substantial chunk of donations for his deputy leadership campaign. These should have all been declared to the Electoral Commission at the end of July. And now it turns out that he has basically failed to declare all donations he received after May the 4th this year, in other words, for the last 6 weeks of the campaign. And he is having to resubmit and personally audit all his accounts and give a fresh explanation to the Electoral Commission next week. And basically, he has broken the rules in the sense that donations should be declared on time and has technically presented an inaccurate return to the Electoral Commission of who gave him money. And unlike parliamentary candidates, the Hain camp themselves admit that under electoral law, Peter Hain is personally responsible to do this, not his agent or his campaign manager.
Do we know why the money wasn't declared in time?
No, it's not very clear. We've tried to ask this. We've tried to get hold of his campaign managers in America at the moment and also other people who advised him. And when you put this to the Hain camp, they wouldn't be drawn on this. But, I mean, at the very best, this is an example of a sort of rather chaotic position in the campaign thing because he should have been able to declare all this. And it sounds like a sort of massive, at the very best, it's a massive oversight by the cabinet minister in not, keeping abreast of who was giving him money so he could declare this properly to the Electoral Commission.
When did Hain learn that not all of the donations to his campaign had been declared?
Well, that's absolutely clear. What is clear, though, is that it seems following the other major scandal going on where the police are investigating, these are the donations from Mr. Abrahams, who used other people to donate to the Labour Party, that at this point he suddenly realised that one person, John Mendelssohn, he had accepted £5,000 from him and not declared it and immediately went to the Electoral Commission and volunteered. He then, it's said, looked at others and realised he hadn't declared other donations. One we know for absolute certainty is he failed to declare a £10,000 donation in kind and cash from the GMB Union, which was one of his supporters in the campaign.
So we're not talking about a few quid here, are we? I mean, he spent much more money than his rivals did during the deputy leadership contest.
Yes, he did. He was the top spending official figure, is £82,000. We now know it's at least £98,000 because we think there are quite a number of business donations. We think it's going to be well in excess of £100,000. And his nearest rivals to this were £73,000 declared by Alan Johnson when in his campaign, and also by Hazel Blears, who spent about the same amount. But to give an idea of the huge difference, if you, say, take Hilary Benn's campaign, who also stood for deputy leadership, he only spent £34,000.
How bad is this politically for Peter Hain?
Well, it's pretty serious in the sense of the competence issue, because you expect a cabinet minister in charge of a multi-billion pound budget covering benefits, pensions and everything else to actually be able to follow sort of a few hundred thousand pounds on his own campaign. But it's also politically bad for him because Gordon Brown is already absolutely furious and he's made it publicly clear about the Abrahams business and said this must not happen. And now he is having to be told by Peter Hain, well, I'm terribly sorry, I failed to follow the rules and declare all my donations as well. And I would have thought Gordon Brown would be absolutely furious about this.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.